100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday, so it's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. It's also when I download backups from the server and I'm downloading backups from the server, and the speed has gone... I'll just download them at work. Anyway, the weekly challenge today was on the topic of current, and all these things are currently happening, but you don't want to hear about them. You want to hear the stories. So, let's get right to them.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The current state of affairs is grim. What did I do to deserve this? All I wanted was a little garden with a touch of originality. But that greenish tone, I hate it. It makes me want to puke. And those little ducks floating about in a neat little line make me want to kill them. Though they're fake ducks, I sit here and wonder, could I paint this in black and fire the decorator? Honey, help me here. I'm not sure whether to go for a twisted branch or for a straight one. Just love the green tone. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lazygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called The End is Near. He was truly a bad man. The family seated in the viewing room were waiting his timely exit from the world. In a few moments, major electrical current was going to stop the bastard's heart. Dad doubted the fucker had a heart to stop. Mom just wanted him dead. I had some last-minute reservations. Is a life for a life? Hell, fry the guy. When they threw a switch, his eyes showed the tiniest expression of remorse, then went blankly dead. They granted Dad one last kindness. He took a baseball bat and caved his head in. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I piled stuff in front of my recording rig to keep small children from messing with the dials. Here's my entry for the weekly challenge number 690 with a prompt of current. Tony grabbed a handful of Bilbert's shirt in the middle of his chest and twisted his fist until the t-shirt tightened around his throat. Bilbert felt himself rising off the ground, but not through any current use of his superpower. Tony snarled. Didn't you hear me say that Marissa is my girlfriend? Bilbert wheezed through his constricted airway. Are you sure she's your current girlfriend? She said she wanted to meet me at the dance. Tony's face darkened from pink to crimson to purple. Do you currently wish to die a painful death, or would you rather just quietly disappear? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Your toe bone's connected to your foot bone. Your foot bone's connected to your ankle bone. Your ankle bone's connected to your shin bone. Your shin bone's connected to your knee bone. Your knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. the thigh bones connected to the hip bone. The hip bones connected to the backbone. Your backbone's connected to your neck bone. Your neck bone's connected to your head bone. And your head bone's connected to 400 volts of direct current, controlled by this one little switch. Let's see what happens when my finger connects with it.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this week's story on the topic of current, I have to admit, may have had one or two slight innuendos inserted into it. It's called Half-Baked. I'd always had aspirations to become a journalist, but Dad was a baker, and his dad before him, and I had little choice other than to join the family business. I did rather well. My prize-winning fruit buns were known throughout the town, earning me recognition amongst the master baker's community. And eventually, I was invited to become the chief master baker and press spokesperson. The master baker's principal organ of communication was a publication appallingly entitled A Pizza Cake. Thankfully, in recognition of my services to baking and to honour my excellent buns, it was renamed Current Affairs. Okay, I shall leave now and come back sometime in the future. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's important to stay current with technology. You don't want to fall too far behind, or people won't think you're relevant. And you don't want to be too far ahead, or people will realize you're a time traveler. Of course, time travel is really far ahead. So if they see you time travel, you'll get all kinds of questions and problems. Best to stay current with them. Same with fashion, too. One man's anachronisms are another man's trendsetting. Although that might be how future fashions become fashions in the future. You bring them back, people see them. Setting a trend.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of current. Did you enjoy the show? Well, let all the writers know what you thought up at the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and leave a comment. Thank you all for being a part of this, and the next weekly challenge, if you want to be a part of it, is going to be, I just said thank you for being a part of it, and if you want to be a part of it. That just makes no sense. I should script these out. I should script out the fact that I should script these out. But the next topic is devotion. I'll see y'all tomorrow with another story during the week. And another, and another, and another, and another, and... Oh, wait, there's a weekly challenge. Thank you all for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.